basically one of them. If you count it, it would be 11 bedrooms, 5 reception. And I reckon that's total nonsense.
I think you just need 5 receptions.
No, exactly. 4 receptions is quite enough. So 12 and 4. The point is that you've got to count. If you're in by one of the houses, you've got to count one bedroom for the cook house.
Yes, I've got.
You may even have to count two. You're certainly going to miss that two bedrooms out of 12, which are no longer available.
Sorry?
That's
try that again in English.
Possible.
Okay. Now work that on your six bedroom scale.
They're coming to collect the stuff on for next Thursday.
So you've only got four.
But I don't have to do it every day, all day.
So all four bedrooms, is it going to be five?
That depends on what sort of. Bear in mind, brother.
It's 20 takes.
You're talking a massive difference. You're talking about the difference.
That's 20 times 90 minutes.
175 or 200 pounds.
Yeah.
Against 325.
No, we had a bit.
It's an enormous difference. Right. 50% less in mortgage. You know?
Talking about Tesco's.
One of those houses.
Very exciting stuff.
Cost.
And Adam telling her not to speak to the mouse.
£5.5
Have you had enough
right. now? I mean, I'm talking about Dunn. Alright? It's going to cost £5,500 This place, say a six bedroom, right? Would cost about. Just about half.
Six bedroom. So six bedroom probably cost you £2,000 to buy. At the very least.
Hold on a second.
I've been around 5 and 6 bedroom houses and you won't get anything under £200,000.
How much do you want to bet on that?
Where?
I mean, I even bloody sent you around one.
Where? You've got to spend as much, or twice as much there as you would anywhere else. At those other properties, there isn't half the amount of work that need doing there as Auckland Road. Auckland Road needs a lot of work. If we moved in, then we'd have to spend £50,000 to get it up to scratch. That's just a living.
Alright, okay, let's say £200,000, okay? It's still 50% less than one of those properties at Harold Road, alright? 50% less on the mortgage means about £3,500 instead of £5,500. Say four. Right? It's effectively £18,000 per annum, say. Right? The cost of. I mean, what are you going to get? Four bedrooms used.
So, as far as I can see, the larger scale you go into it, the cheaper it should become.
Oh, yes, it is. No doubt about it. But the problem is you've got to buy hands in. Right? And you've got to be realistic. Because no bank is going to give you the money against the cost of the value of the property. Right? They're going to give you the value against you putting the equity of some sort.
Right?
The only way you can put
it
out. The only way we can put it
out.
We couldn't do it any other way.
You give me your phone number and I'll give you a ring.
The only thing I could do aside from this, I mean, aside from saying, okay, I'm going to do it this way, would be to actually say, sub this role. Instead of doing totally private thing, we're going to set up a private limited company.
So when Jamie used
to right, give issue, my phone number, million shares.
A bit naughty.
Sure.
When Jamie used to get the pet, she shared the flat.
So, right, here is the possibility
who
of a property,
did that.
A large property,
sold
that.
Like a encyclopedia salesman basis.
Want a share of it?
They're about £200 or something.
Yeah, 10
quite
years
a lot.
That property would be sold.
Have you finished? Oh, Kirsty, go. I'm in love with these. Not a cartoon.
Oh, is it?
No, it's the story of a young frog.
Oh, she's popular.
We'll see that, but tomorrow I'll go somewhere and we'll spend my money. Yes, next time you see her, she will look different. She's got enough to have perm to sit now.
I think she's going to grow his hair. She's going to perm the top so she can grow it out. I told you, didn't I say? As soon as she gets it cut short, she'll be growing it.
Well, you can try these things.
Yes. So you get it cut short and then grow it up.
Regardless of whether it's a restyle or trim, it's a bit expensive.
That is.
Always building and never cheap.
Mind you, my hair was a lot better when I was getting done at Robin Fielding.
I've never been there once. Must admit though, it looked lovely. I came out. I only had a trim, but the blow dry made it sort of.
Well, do you remember when I got that hair? My hair cut really short. They did that, and that was really nice. When I look back at the photographs, I think it did do well. And even when it was long, there was one hairdresser there called Paul, who I'd go and see regularly. Yeah, it was a bit. I'd go and see him regularly because he did it really well. Once he left, I did it.
Well, I had one like that when we used to go to that gym up in Chelsea.
Mind you, my regular is about every 2.5 to 3 months. Every 6 weeks.
I've been since.
Trouble is now, because I know the hairdresser along the road from the shop, if I go somewhere else, it looks a bit, and yeah, I'm not very satisfied with the way it cuts it, but it's nice and cheap. Mind you,
And he phoned up to order it and said, oh, my wife likes these fucking things. He bought it, I didn't. And nothing to do with me. Then he wanted me to tape it so he can have it in the car. Because it's on CD. Well, if you want to get rid of hiccups, drink.
Hold your breath and think. Pushing that down the level seems to work on you.
Try to stand on your head. Run around the block.
Why can I can't have hiccups?
Because you don't like. You keep complaining every time you get hiccups. You say, oh, I don't like. I'm trying to help you get rid of them. Sorry, I won't hold on.
They're
not having a cigar, so they keep telling me.
They've gone out for a walk to have a cigar, but as far as we're concerned, they're not having a cigar.
They think we're stupid.
Mm.
we don't realise.
Well, I'm not supposed to tell you, but he was smoking on the station with intervals on.
Well, I'm sure he was.
I said, how am I not supposed to say this? I said, I don't approve. Why should I keep this quiet? This is not good for you.
It's not on.
Let's make him start again. Right, it's because we've been out a couple of times. And he does, I mean, if we go out, he'll smoke then. Oh, then he does normally stop. Oh, start. Okay.
He had one to celebrate, but he didn't just buy one, he bought a box. So of course he had to keep smoking until he finished.
Until gone,
and he told me, well, quite soon after. Quite soon after she came along. I think he actually went for a walk with Brian.
Oh, that's
this is the last one. I said, you had the last one 2 days ago. So the last one of packet number, I don't know.
Well, Brian can stop, because where is he? He's terrible now, he really is snoring. Driving mad.
I've got to the point now, so I do kick him, attempt to turn over, he turns over and it's just as bad as before.
I don't want to be married.
No, don't bother.
Well, at least have separate rooms.
I wouldn't mind, but it's normally me that goes to sleep on the session. I don't see why I shouldn't. Well, no, the other day he said, if I'm really that bad, you just tell me and I'll go down and sleep on the sofa. And I went berserk about two nights later and said, for God's sake, you're driving me bonkers, go away. Don't sleep on the sofa. He just turned over and started snoring.
Well, he can be lying there sometimes and I'll say, will you roll over, please? Go on then. Will you please roll over?
Can you just kick? I can't.
Well, some of the time I'll be sitting in the bed feeding the baby, you know, and go, Shut up!
Awful. Well, I found out I do a combination of, what's that stuff? Olbazor, that seems to help a bit. I don't know if it helps him or helps me calm down and go to sleep. I think it's all that.
Not out, Doc.
So I go, put that all over. I keep forgetting to take those. Herbal tablets, they seem to help because they've been colds or whatever. I've got those upstairs at the moment, which doesn't help. And then last night I just took my stuff and got myself out instead. I don't see why I should have to knock myself out, just so.
I can't do that at the moment,
I
have to be around, unfortunately.
Yeah. Trouble is, I go in such a deep sleep, I can't wake up in the morning if I do, you know, take the herbal stuff. I seem to, I'm flat out in the morning and just can't wake up. I think I got up about 8:30 this morning. I had to go to work at 9:00. I was going,
We can do with you, Miss.
Oh, shut up.
Go away.
He
does.
No.
So what?
And he gets hiccups because he eats so much so quick. He gets really violent hiccups, though. You know, really, they sound very, very painful.
My baby's ones do. Always sound awful.
You know when you just hear everything going. Did she awake?
No. I sit down.
You start up again, yeah.
I've had to put you down sometime.
I felt so sorry for Christine. Do you know, she's now, she was quite kind of, she was fat with the pregnancy when I saw her last time. And in the space of 3 weeks, I think the baby's used up all her fat because she's now just really, really pregnant. But not so much her face, but all the top part of her looks slim, almost. You know, I mean, she's got no fat left there. And on her arms, it's all gone. It's just a bit left on her legs. So the baby must be used up all. The baby carries on like this, she'd be anemic, I think.
When
she's due,
when you say?
11, so she's got another almost 2 months. Under 2 weeks, 10 days. She says she can't sit down, can't stand up. Really uncomfortable. Oh, she's sitting there for about 5 minutes, then she got up, and then she's going, back down, then she got up. So I don't think it'd be too long.
No one about that, then.
Until now,
sit down then.
My finger. Like I looked down to see what was kind of stinging my finger, and the ring had snapped and was pinching where it caught my finger. That's a bad omen, isn't it? Dirty ring breaking.
I can't get that long.
Well, I can't wear the wedding ring now, it just because it's so wide, it's a really wide one. And if I wear the where I had the eternity ring rather than the engagement ring and the wedding ring. I just felt
finger.
Like arthritis. It used to get really painful. So I thought, oh, blimey, that's coming off. I suppose I'll have to get another wedding ring. I don't know what they do the other one. It's fashionable to have a kind of wide reason when you've got married, but it's not too fashionable now,
is it? Yeah, I don't know what the fashion is.
I don't think so. So I'm feeling less and less married the more rings I keep baking.
I can't get my wedding ring off.
No. Well, my fingers get swelling as well, so I thought we were doing harm. Mm. Seems to have got over that now. Don't seem to swell.
When I have finished some lining, can I look at the whipped creamer?
Well, they're all up there.
Okay. Mm. I'll prove that I asked you before.
Well, yeah, if you look wrong, I can't think where. I think it's a book rack up there, and I think some of them, the patterns are out of the magazines, and they're just in a rack, I think, or somewhere. But I mean, just leave them as they are. Don't leave them all over the place.
Okay.
Then you look at the magazines, just put them back where you found.
Are you making something?
Probably.
Maybe.
Depends how much time I've got.
Yeah. What are you going to make?
Some trifle liner.
Yeah. What was the light for type?
Light on?
Depends what fabric you're using. Do you want the fitted or the loose?
Fitted thing.
You want like that?
Light
close.
Yeah.
Not like these or like more like jogging pants.
No, like this.
Well, if you want them to stay fitted, as opposed to going baggy, then you'll need to have a bit of light cream in the fabric.
Oh.
Keeps the shape better.
Mandy loves that top.
Yeah. Oh, the body.
Daisies.
The body.
Yeah, she was wearing it flat out. Yeah.
So you didn't get a look in then?
Oh, no. I was wrestling off. She washed it in the end. Yeah. She kind of wore it with everything she could think of. I think that would go.
Oh, well, it's nice that it's light.
Mind you, I don't think it's come out of the washing at the moment. I think it's been in the washing for about a week. So. Haven't seen it recently.
Quite a lot of time, really.
Yeah, she wore it with a lot of, trousers and skirts. The big thing at the moment is a red polo neck that we got from Pinch Town. It's actually, that was such a good buy. An X Together one, together, the label together.
So, it's a lot,
yeah, but you also buy in Alders, they've got it, so it's normally quite expensive, and it's lovely material. It comes down to about here. You got it for £4.50. So cheap. That's what I got it for,
isn't it?
Pinch a pound. Mm.
Oh right, yes, I've seen it.
Well, every so often, what they do, they get the ex catalogue stuff. You know, you can get some quite good buys, like end of season.
Oh,
there's
a bean bag in there.
You get the end of season, and it's, if you look at the labels and go for the decent labels, then you know you're getting some quite reasonable quality. Mm. I've got quite a few things in there. I normally have a stroll around there just to get a tracksuit. Well, when Michael was coming out,
yes, I've seen children's tracksuit.
I bought loads and loads in there.
Joelle, could you just take the caricot up and put it on the floor? Just so it's upstairs for me.
On the floor? No.
Well, I haven't cleared the cot out, so.
Okay. It's funny because I thought, buy it for her because, I don't buy a lot for her anyway. £4.50 I didn't buy, yeah. And she's going to come out of that now. it actually really suits her. It's a kind of, sort of almost maroon red, you know, burgundy type red, but not quite. And it's a really good colour. So I do something to try. Christine got over pregnancy stuff. She said, I'm not paying a fortune for stuff that I won't wear afterwards. So she bought
a maternity
coat. Well, if you look, yeah. Well, she got a kind of raincoat that I don't think it's supposed to be maternity. I think it's just supposed to be a full raincoat.
Oh, yes, because it was a fashion, wasn't it?
Yeah. So she's got one in there. I think she paid about £8 for it. And it looks everything she wears. Raincoat. I mean, you wouldn't think it was cheap. And she, it still fits over the lamp. Which is huge.
I really got away with it now. I didn't have a coat right the way through.
Well, I think
really
it's only when it rains, that's all. Because she's
you've
got the car. She hasn't got a car or anything.
So
she has to walk round. Well, Chris sold his car, didn't he? So he wanted to say, I'll get a house.
Even through the snow, I survived. Very lucky. I refused to go and buy a coat.
I used to wear
I had a jumper that my mum knitted that went wrong and ended up twice the size it should have been. So that came in useful.
Yeah. Well, when I was pregnant with Mandy, I used to wear this old, you know, those rabbit skin coats, we really need a coney coat, what they're called, fur coat thing.
Yeah.
Well, it was a kind of fur coat, but it was like a rabbit. Well, it was really fashionable then, so it was quite beautiful.
I probably know what
ago.
You mean if I saw it.
It's just a little jacket kind of thing. So when I was pregnant, that was fine, because it sat on top really. And with Michael, I'd gone out in Richards and bought this ever such a full raincoat when it was in fashion. I still had it in the wardrobe, so I just used to shut that one if I was stuck. But that, I still had more room than I needed in that, so that was quite useful. I never bought it. Actually, Christy did a normal size 12 dress, but it happened to be a full dress.
Well, baby one.
And just kind of wearing that. Well, that is a kind of cotton stretch. You know those ones that you have a V and then they're quite full? Like this is full from there.
Oh, I know.
This is like a V.
Mm.
Well, the V's just kind of got up. And bold. But it actually looked quite nice on her. Well, she didn't look too bad, didn't it?
I hardly wore any dresses.
Well, she said she just wears the three. I don't think she likes.
It's
so
boring,
isn't
it, being pregnant, because you don't want to go and buy as many clothes as you would have in your wardrobe normally.
The killer is when you've got to go out to a special occasion, isn't it? And you know
you've got to pay out.
I bought this really expensive one. Yeah, I must have been an article. I can't remember, I think we were made to a wedding or something, so I had to buy something. Finish your discussion?
You enjoyed your non-smoking, did you?
Sorry?
You enjoyed your non-smoking, did you?
Is it cold now?
No, it's cold. Well, I can't stop. I should have a job. Let's look. Nippy around gills.
Yes.
Well, I'm going fishing on Saturday. Do you want to...
Doesn't.
A trout if you
whiskey,
if I have any success.
Yes, I enjoyed that trout last time.
He doesn't even like it.
He doesn't like trout.
Well, he does, but he won't eat it.
Why won't
you eat it? I suggest having trout for dinner. No, don't fancy.
I like.
I don't know if I've actually had trout in the freezer for ages and not used it. If it's fresh from there and I've got to use it, then I'll use it.
Yeah. I'm keen on trout if it's got a sauce. But to be honest, I shouldn't be eating that sort of thing anyway. So
I like it best with almond, baked almonds on the top. That's not on my diet either. Actually, onions and mushrooms in kind of butter. Oh, right, yeah. I broke it last night, didn't I? Because we didn't have enough time. I was kind of doing his books all afternoon.
Mm.
And I didn't have time to cook, so you know. Because I broke it last night, I'm not being very good. Well, I was alright up till lunchtime, dinner time again. I should start again tomorrow. other than that, I don't really rate it.
How much have you lost?
I haven't lost any more, but it's kind of my body's lost kind of all my clothes.
You look a bit thinner in the face and neck.
I think it's maybe it's turned
redistributing.
Yeah. I don't know how to describe it because I'm not actually losing weight, but my clothes all feel, you know, I'm getting to clothes I've worn for ages.
Well, Susie's going to Weight Watchers again.
Is she?
Really?
She doesn't look like she needs to, really.
She's put on a little bit.
She has put on a bit, but...
Yeah. Susie's problem is her rump and her...
Yeah, her end.
Her thighs. That's where she...
Yeah, but if you look at the top of her, you wouldn't think...
No, you wouldn't think she was overweight. Take a picture of her head and shoulders.
But she's a skinny. Well, she went right down to a size 10 when she lost all that weight before.
What is she now?
14.
So she's got
it's all around the bottom. Mind you, cycling should help that. She's now cycling here and getting the train in the morning. Leaves the bike in the garage and hops on the train.
So you don't need another fridge in the shop?
Got lights. Because we've got a fridge in the cupboard. In the garage.
No, that's fine.
I don't know, I'm just going to jack it.
Mind
you, are there some restrictions on what you can do with fridges?
You can ask the council to take it out.
You can take it down
take
the
it
tip,
to the
dump. They have specific...
They recycle CFCs, don't
right,
they?
Yeah.
Really goes against the grain slinging away something that works.
Well, we don't really need another one. We've got a fridge in the outhouse that works, one in the kitchen.
Can't we find one?
No, in Safeways and use agents or something.
But it's difficult, isn't it, really? Because it's an under worktop integrated.
Well, put what it is, then if they inquire, they're only inquiring when it is. If you say nothing, they'll probably
think
it's
wrong.
Not working, so they don't want to take it.
Just to get somebody to take it away would be.
I think it's going to be a case of phoning the council and asking them to collect it. I don't think I'd get it in the car anyway.
Trying to work out if she can afford to have her hair done and go to the cinema.
What's she want to be on scene?
White.
White? What?
It's the latest Walt Disney, which is a story about a wolf or something.
Oh, that's what. Fantasia
is coming out.
It's the last ditch attempt to get some money out of it, is it?
What was the other one? I was told, wasn't I? Fantasia and...
It wasn't one we wanted, that's why we didn't...
No,
we would have wanted that.
Oh,
yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
it was.
It was the latest one. They made a...
I shouldn't bother with that.
Massive loss, apparently.
It's so boring.
I'll buy Fantasia. I'll probably be sadly disappointed. My memory of it would probably be rose tinted.
Yeah, of course you saw it as a kid, didn't you?
I saw it as 15, I think, 15, 16.
Oh, no, I saw it when I was about 8.
And I saw it before that, about 8 as well. I still enjoyed it the second time.
Well, I don't think I remember at 8 thinking I don't quite understand what's going on here. It keeps swapping and changing. Yeah. And I don't understand.
I remember I didn't like the orchestra bit with all the instruments and sort of weird psychedelic bits. The Nutcracker Suite's my favourite bit. All the hippos and things doing ballet dances.
That's asleep.
No, she's not asleep.
I thought you said she was asleep.
She was. She just woken up. Well.
What shall I do?
Shall I put you in the chair? Do make funny faces, little girl. Put me in your chair.
Now, how long has she left that sitting there? Ages, isn't it? I thought I'd tidy up this deck, so I was just going through the mail and the papers. And I said, here's your license, finish it off, fill it in, and I'll give you the cheque. She's moaning at him because she wanted to go and post it, and you were mucking about your CD thing or something. He was saying, wait for me, I'll do this, and you do the post. No, I'll miss the post. He's been sitting there for about 3 months on the desk, which I'm talking about. No, it's probably with the chair.
So tall and long enough. How are you going to afford driving? Totally ignored me.
Oh, cool. She's expecting us to pay.
Does this mean I've got to pay? She went, oh, that's pretty awful.
How's your revision going? So I need to do a revision trip. I'll try the maths paper and I can't do that, and I'll try the old chemistry paper and I can't do that, and I'm really going, I think you need a break. I think you need to go do something else with it. That's it. Because if you keep looking over things that you can't do, to have a break and go back to it afterwards, you just get really despondent and fed up, and you think you can't do it, and you go blank, and then you can't do anything. You know, you hear it ticking over, yeah, this is my bit, what I'm doing. She was fine tonight, wasn't she?
What did she do?
I don't know, I think she just probably got me up in case of records. She got to do some tricks or something. She just doesn't fancy trying to, she doesn't understand enough of it to do. And the science paper, she's only got the kind of practice one, the very basic one. She's got no practice ones with the two. The other two she's got to do, she's obviously going to be harder. She's got she's got guidelines, but no real paper to sit and look at.
This is some GCSEs, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, you think they'd better, you know, have some old papers.
Has she had any yet, or not?
Yeah,
there aren't any old papers yet, though, are there?
Well, yeah, this is done in Croydon last year, or the year before. So, yeah, there will be a couple.
All right.
Because this was Croydon's thing. I'm pretty sure this is. Yeah, because otherwise she wouldn't have the basic from last year, would she? On this one. She's got last year's face. Yeah, she's done two, three. But on Tuesday she goes in and does.
Four.
She's got two on Tuesday and one's an absent. One's five.
Danielle's in the middle of it all now.
It's funny, we know quite a lot of people who are taking exams one to another. Gabby's going through A-levels.
Mm.
She decides she's going to become a milkwoman.
It's a bit easier.
Doesn't want to be a doctor anymore.
Want to be a doctor for 6 years, isn't it?
On a maybe's for instance. One who's had cancer, she wants to come and go and study and help with people with cancer. She doesn't want to do that, it's depressing. And she said, no, she doesn't feel like that because she's already gone through the worst. So she won't, yeah, she wants to help people who've got it. Which I thought was quite a nice
idea. Mind you, that's what motivated my brother to go to medicine. Because he had a palate disease. Went through so many operations and felt he wanted to give something back to them. So.
Well, I think that's the kind of idea these girls want. Because, that's right, we took all skating when Mandy was 12, didn't we? Yeah, when she was 12. And that's when, that week, well, she already knew she had something wrong and was going for a scan.
Mm.
And about 2 weeks after that, it was diagnosed that she had cancer again.
So she had all the bits removed, presumably.
Oh, I presume. She's
got a lot
of work done there. Check in therapy. She's been her hair.
Is it all
found
up?
Yeah, yeah, it's all fine now. Washing feet.
Is she fully?
Yeah,
fully
I think so,
recovered?
Yeah. Come on, gather.
Very lucky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's new. As if it was pushing everything. You know, it was taking up so much space.
Lucky there's a lot of room in there for women.
Mm. Well, I was really worried at the time because Maggie was very worried, wasn't she?
Mm.
She was going to hit her hard. Actually, her friends have gone through a lot. I mean, what about girl with cancer? And then another good friend, her father died. So there's quite a lot to have. I think it makes her think, or worry, resolved.
Who's phone was on?
Celestine.
Oh, my phone.
Yeah, the sickle cell, isn't it? Well, a funny version of sickle cell, was it or not? Yeah. Yeah.
How's that girl Lisa getting on with bringing up one?
I don't think she does anything before. I don't really see it very much. She's off the space.
It must be nearly.
Yeah, she's walking. And she's slow at walking.
Yeah.
Yeah, she looks alright. In fact, Anne says she's not very well today. She's got a viral infection in her throat. It's affecting her stomach. They took her down to the hospital. And they diagnosed that. And said, try and keep. Give her fluids, but it's going straight through.
Mm.
And they're giving her something with glucose and that in it to kind of try and stabilise it a bit.
Mm.
But she's not too good, it sounds like. Mind you, I saw her 2 days ago and she looked up to this bit as a fibble. Well, I suppose it strikes quickly.
It was a lot more comfortable in there than Charlotte did.
Charlotte always looked
sort of
scrunched up.
She seems to like it.
It's the longest she's stayed in it, I think. Mm. That's it. I wonder what's to come out again for anything.
What's that?
Hello, dog. be on there too, do you? If I go and put the kettle on, will you make another coffee?
Well, if you go and put the kettle on, I mean, all it involves is standing there another minute.
Yeah, well, I don't know if I could stand.
Come on, you're not pregnant now, do you?
I know I'm not. Are you tired?
Huh?
You're going to try shoving her around to walk around the corridor for 2 hours. Then you wouldn't want to stand in front of the kettle.
Nobody forced you.
No, it's all these things that I've wanted to do that I've been saving up because I couldn't be bothered. I thought, well, I better go and do it.
Are we paying enough attention?
My mother care had a load of schools.
Oh yeah, but that means I've got to go to Croydon. There's nothing local.
I sort of walk through and I could see the racks of grey and blue.
I'm so annoyed, I could have got them, but I thought with these ones from last year would fit really well. Most of them are too small now, aren't they? So I've got to go and buy some more. You know, it was just me, I hadn't tried them on, and I could have easily bought them the last 3 times I've been in here. Go home and find out you need them. I have to go in on Saturday or Wednesday afternoon. This Wednesday, I promise.